Hey listeners, I am back. For those of you that are just tuning in with us, my name is Diane Cassie and I am your host. United Stages Networks is so excited to tell you that this week's episode is on motherhood. Mom life is hard. We can try to deny it all we want, and sometimes we may feel the need to. We see it so much on social media, painting motherhood as a fantasy land full of perfection and happiness. From school, special needs, family relations, and screen time. We have so much stress when comparing ourselves to others that we see. Screen time, we all see and have been told how bad screen time is. From doctors questioning us, to family making comments, or even mom guilt overriding us at night thinking we should have done better that day to engage our child. I think we can almost all admit that our kids have had an increase in screen time while being trapped in the house. We as moms are human. We need a break most days, even if just for a little bit. Honestly, I think there is a point in which we outweigh the pros and the cons. Breaks make for a better mom that is more engaged. Even schools has screen time now this year. Goodness, where do I even begin? We are relearning our children's school material, learning with them a whole new platform just to continue their education. The world feels like it is on our shoulders, and our kids are more dependent on us for their education as they have ever been. We are becoming our children's teacher while working or being in school ourselves. This can be made more difficult when our child has a higher learning need, such as dyslexia, that requires extra support. Can we talk special needs for a moment? Mom life is hard for our special needs mamas. A simple cough while putting your child to bed can spur a wild variety of possibilities. Simple virus, flare of chronic condition. Then you deal with worry and doctors. So you take your child to the doctor. Scared for the worst, just to find out he or she had a simple virus that had a 24-hour symptom span. Therefore, mom life is hard. You never knew what would happen. And when you have had kids, the fear of the unknown is very scary. When you are having a difficult time, we are here for you. Mom life is hard. To be a mom requires sacrifice. Being a mom requires sacrifice. We give our body, our heart, our time, and a piece of ourselves to every baby that touches our lives. It's that kind of sacrifice that's beautiful, enriching, and deeply fulfilling. The kind you would never consider not making, but it is still requires a tremendous change, transition, and shift. For me, the greatest challenge is battling the guilt that comes with me now being a stay-at-home mom. I miss getting up every day and going to my job that I loved dearly. I had such a passion for my job, and I loved all the people, and I felt such a purpose in life. I knew exactly what I was doing when I decided to do IVF. And I would stay home with Addison. But I did not think about myself fully on all the sacrifices that I would be making with my mind. I had never been a stay-at-home mom before. I was starting my life over as a mom, and I did not think for one second postpartum depression would hit me. Not me, because we fought so hard to have this baby girl, so this was not going to happen, not to me. However, I did not think about all the sacrifices I was making in my life and what my mind was actually going through. I was embarking on something I knew nothing about: postpartum depression. Mom life is hard, and we are here for you. I want everyone to know that being a mom takes so much out of everyone. It takes so much sacrifice and so much dedication that not even us moms realize what we give up every single day, every single moment of our lives to be a mom. So don't feel bad when you go out with your girlfriends, you know, for that couple of hours and you have your me time, because you deserve it. You need to have that time for yourself. You have to give yourself that time to clear your mind, to be able to make yourself a better mom. I try to do this personally for myself, because I know my own struggles, and we all have our own story, right? I still, in some fashion, struggle with being a stay-at-home mom. And here I am now, a stay-at-home mom over 3 years, and I'm still struggling with it. And some people may say, well, it's not postpartum depression now after 3 years. You know, people can call it whatever they want. That's okay. But it's still really hard for me. I've never been a stay-at-home mom ever in my life. I have always worked. I started working when I was 9 years old, you guys. I was nine. I started babysitting at nine. Some may think that that's kind of crazy, but that's the God's honest truth. I was babysitting before school and after school. And I loved it. So, I always did something, you know, but now being a stay-at-home mom at this point in my life, do I regret it? Absolutely not. I would not change it for anything in the world. But if there's one thing I can say to everyone, is please make sure that you carve out some time for yourself. Give yourself that me time, because you deserve it. Your mind needs it. Your mind definitely needs it. It's healthy for you, and believe me, it will make you a better mom, you know, for doing it. Don't feel bad, mamas. Don't feel bad for doing it at all. And don't take me the wrong way. I'm not saying, you know, go out and stay gone all day and go partying and, you know, that's not what I'm saying at all. But just carve out a little bit of time, you know, for yourself, a couple of hours, you know, for yourself. It's healthy for you. It's good for you. It will make you a better mom. You know, we all need time away from our kids. There's nothing wrong with it. That's the message that I'm trying to say to you. You know, I personally, myself, my daughter has separation anxiety from me. And she doesn't even let me go to the bathroom by myself. I can't even record these. You know, these episodes until super late at night, until when she goes to bed. So by the time I do everything that I need to do and record them, you know, it's super late, you know. But I have to wait until she's sleeping because she would beat on the door screaming and crying. You know, the doctors tell me, oh, it's going to pass, it's going to pass. Well, here I'm still waiting for it to pass. We've done everything that the doctors have told us to do, and I'm still waiting for it to pass. You know, I'm going to take her back to the doctor and be like, hey, I've done everything you've suggested. Like, what's next? Things are not always textbook. Also, moms, I'm learning this the hard way also. So again, for those of you who don't know me, I have my firstborn is 28 years old. My next one is 22 years old. So I literally started all over. And then we have Addison, who is now 3. So, and as you know, everything has changed. Addison is my first child who has had separation anxiety from me. I've never went through that before. So that's really, really new, you know, to this extent. My son, Justin, he went through a phase definitely with me that he always had to be by my side. But that's another whole story all on its own, but not to this level that Addison has. Addison has always had it her entire life, like the moment she was born. Like literally, I'm not even exaggerating. She's always been, you know, my mom's baby. So, and it's not getting any better, you know, and I don't have all the answers. I'm looking for some. You know, anybody has any answers for me, any tips for me, please feel free. You know, you can feel free to message me. You know, at the end, I will give you my email. I'm always looking for, you know, some tips as well for, you know, for myself. Yeah. So I do thank you all for tuning in and listening. If you have enjoyed this episode, please hit that subscribe or follow button. You can also follow us on IG at United Stages of Motherhood and join the Walk of Motherhood support group on Facebook if you find that you like or love our team. You can just find the resources and village that you need to feel more free and comfortable in your journey through motherhood. And you can reach us at www.thewalkofmotherhood.com. If you would like to be considered for Q&A, please feel free to reach out to me at unitedmotherhood3@gmail.com. And again, please, ladies, if you have any suggestions, you know, about Addison, you know, what I'm going through with her, please feel free to send those to me on the email as well. You know, I'm all ears on that too. That would be fantastic. I greatly appreciate you guys tuning in, and have a great night.